I'm the mighty Manfred, and I hope you are ready for our coolest conversations, because on the line with me now is Billie Joe Armstrong, whose various life roles include singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and actor. How are you, Billie Joe?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty excellent. So this new album, I'll call it Father of All, that's been out a month now. It features our coolest song in the world this week, Oh Yeah. And when I listened to the track the first time, I thought, oh yeah, it's got some, let's say, glittery glam going on when the drums are kicking in. And then it hits the chorus, and we're in the oh yes. I thought, oh right, this is great. And then I heard that the chorus is actually sampled from the Joan Jett version of Gary Glitter's Do You Want to Touch. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. It's interesting because once someone pointed out, also there's that Beatles song, Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's like the same the same chorus. So it's, yeah, and it's kind of a hand-me-down.
Well, how did that song come together?
We love Joan Jett, and I've always thought that should have been sampled. And then I've never really sampled it. I've never done that before in the studio. So I sampled it and just started messing around, wrote a song around it. So and that's pretty much how it happened.
So when and where did you record the album?
The record was recorded at my studio in Oakland. It was like half and half. Butch Walker was the producer. So we recorded at his studio in Santa Monica, and then other parts at my studio called Otis in Oakland.
So, I'd seen that Butch Walker had produced it. How did you end up working with him?
He was suggested by our manager, and I've always thought Butch's music was great, and I knew he was a great producer also. So I didn't really talk to anybody else. I called him up and I sent him a couple songs, and we hit it off right away.
So I interviewed him a couple years ago, and I was asking him about working with bands and different artists, and he said that he prefers to work with solo artists and not bands or groups, because he doesn't want to have to convince like a whole band about what his idea is. You know, he'd rather just try and convince one person. So when you guys are working with him, like if he wanted to say something to Trey, did he make the other guys, you guys, go out of the room, or what was it like working with him?
No, we all really liked Butch right away. And, you know, I mean, I write all the songs. So it was almost like we had the first rapport. And then after that, you know, we would bring in Mike and Trey and we'd just get a consensus. But it wasn't like trying to, you know, thumb wrestle for ideas or anything like that. It all kind of happened naturally.
So a normal routine for you going in the studio is that, you know, the band cutting basic tracks all together and then go through a routine of overdubs? Or was there anything about the way that Butch works that was sort of threw a wrench into that or was different in any way from the normal routine you've worked up over the years when you're recording?
Well, we did a bunch of kind of crazy experiments where at first I would record something, you know, and I would send him the Pro Tools and I said, hey, you know, build onto this, like, you know, that's the thing about technology and the internet is you're able to kind of get weird and experiment a little bit more. So I would send him something. It was kind of the song Graffiti that's on the record. I had an idea and I sent it to him and then he kind of came up with that intro, which I was like, oh man, this is cool. And then we get into the studio and me and Trey would kind of lay down the drum track and then we just kind of build on that. So some kind of have that clinical sort of approach and then just trying to kind of find a good vibes and stuff like that too.
What I love about the album is just a mixture of all sorts of rock sounds, flavors from all different eras. There's glam stuff and garagey stuff and punk stuff and 50 flavors. You mentioned Graffiti. I love that. And to me, it kind of feel like almost like I'm singing along to a Bobby Fuller thing. But I wanted to ask you about two songs specifically here. A couple of tracks on there. I Was a Teenager, Sugar Youth. Both of those speak to the very difficult period in everybody's life. How is your inner teen doing these days?
Well, I like to think of myself as Green Day is like an older, less mature Green Day. I don't know. I think that's where everything comes from. You know, it's like the first time I ever hit a power chord or something like that. Yeah. And I felt like doing a Pete Townsend windmill or something. That's sort of the way everything that I always approach just being, you know, for rock and roll, it always has to feel like that. I mean, I can't imagine going too into like I love acoustic music, but I like the right acoustic music, or like it's like the early Kinks and shit like that. I don't know. I couldn't see myself going down that road of just sort of being sort of a lonely white dude or something like that, you know? So everything's got to be about that 16, 17 year old version of yourself. And maybe that's delusional, but I mean, I don't really know any other way.
Well, you're a father. How old are your kids now?
25 and 21, Joey and Jacob.
So 25, 21. How was it dealing with them as teenagers?
They were good. They were fine. You know, I'm sure they were doing some mischief behind my back, but, you know, like any other teenager. But the one thing that they're both in really great bands, Joey's in Swimmers and Jacob's in a band called Ultra Q, and he plays the Swimmers too. You know, we always have this sort of connection with like rock and roll music. They really loved the Strokes when they were kids, yeah. And that was kind of their, I guess, like their Ramones. It's almost like being bilingual or something. We could always kind of talk about music together. And then we still do. So I have a good relationship with them.
Oh, that's excellent. So my daughter is a teenager, and she's had no qualms about telling me how annoying I am. Were you ever told how annoying you are by your sons?
Oh, yeah. I did everything I could to embarrass them in front of their friends, you know, like being a bad dancer or, you know, saying something obnoxious. But, you know, my job was just to kind of make them laugh as much as humanly possible.
Well, let's see. You're going to be starting a world tour. It's coming up May and June. Your tour has you in Europe. And then in July, you're back in the States. I know you're touring with the Fall Out Boy and Weezer. Have you ever played with those guys before?
Certain festivals we've played together. I mean, we go way back with Weezer since '94. We put out Dookie and they put out the Blue record. So definitely had a parallel universe with them.
And Fall Out Boy?
We've played festivals with them, yeah. And stuff like that. And we just played with them at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And yeah, so it's going to be a really fun show.
Right. Well, the touring band, that lineup includes Kevin Preston, right? You have Kevin from Prima Donna playing with you live?
Yeah, I love Kevin. He's awesome.
Well, we are big fans of those guys here in the Underground Garage. How did he wind up playing with you guys?
Well, I've known Kevin for like, I guess like 12 or 13, him and Dave, David Fields, since Prima Donna started when they were younger. And then Kevin ended up being in the Foxborough Hot Tubs with us. And then later on, I made that record, The Long Shot, and him and Dave are in that. We're really kind of kindred spirits when it comes to just listening to power pop and old new wave music and punk and stuff like that. So, then I was just like, hey, man, why don't you come play with Green Day? And he's like, hell yeah, let's go.
Well, another favorite artist of ours here in the Underground Garage is Jesse Malin. You guys have worked together in the past. Anything new on the horizon?
I mean, possibly. I've known Jesse since the D-Generation days, and he's great. He's one of my favorite songwriters and one of my favorite people. Like every time I'm in New York, we're always hanging out together and getting our nightlife in. But he's a great dude.
So you mentioned the Foxborough Hot Tubs. Could any of those songs have wound up as Green Day songs, or were they specifically written to be Foxborough Hot Tub tracks?
You know, it should have been the next Green Day record after American Idiot. And I don't know why. I think we got caught up in a new kind of like, this is a different identity and, you know, let's be the Foxborough Hot Tubs. So I always think a Stop, Drop, and Roll is being that the record that followed American Idiot. But so I don't know. I think we were just kind of drinking wine and goofing off on some old instruments. And then that's how the Foxborough Hot Tubs kind of came about.
Well, that is a solid record too, man. Now, we can only take a listen to one more song off of Father of All. And I want us to hear Stab You in the Heart. To me, it's got a great 50s vibe, like a let's have a party kind of with Little Richard hooting and hollering. And I love the hand claps in there, too. So you wrote the song. Was there a specific inspiration for it?
I wrote the music for this musical called These Paper Bullets. Which is sort of based on like a Shakespearean, I can't even believe I said that, Shakespearean Hard Day's Night kind of crossover in this band called the Quartos. And they wanted me to write something that was like the sort of breakup song or something like that. And so the original title of the song was called Bloody Heart. Uh-huh. And then I started switching the lyrics around for, I was like, wait, you know, we should record this for Green Day and kind of give it a little bit more of an updated version. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's a fun rocker.
Oh, definitely, man. Billy Joe, thanks again for speaking with me on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. I love your show, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you so much, man. Well, we're going to take a listen now to Stab Your Heart from Green Day, off Father of All and Little Steven's Underground Garage.